On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 210. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
House will come to order. The chair lays before the House a communication.
The Honorable the Speaker, House of Representatives, sir, this is to notify you that the first name on the letter received by the clerk pursuant to Clause 8B, 3B of Rule 1 is the Honorable Patrick T. McHenry of North Carolina. Signed sincerely, Kevin F. McCumber, Acting Clerk.
Pursuant to Clause 8B3 of Rule 1, I'll now act as Speaker pro tem. The Chair will inform the members of the House the following. The office of the Speaker was rendered vacant pursuant to the adoption of House Resolution 757. Upon a vacancy in the office of Speaker, Clause 8B3 of Rule 1 provides that the next member on a list submitted by the Speaker pursuant to the rule acts as Speaker pro tem until the election of a new speaker, and bestows the authorities of the office of speaker upon the speaker pro tem to the extent necessary and appropriate to that end. In the opinion of the chair, prior to proceeding to the election of a speaker, it would be prudent to first recess for the relative caucus and conferences to meet and discuss the path forward. Accordingly, pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the Chair declares the House in recess subject to the call of the Chair.
And that is what it sounded like on Tuesday afternoon. History in the making. The Speaker of the House has been unseated from office. Kevin McCarthy held this office since the Republicans took over the leadership of the House of Representatives in a very controversial days of voting and back in January. And now Senator McCarthy, or Speaker of the House McCarthy, I should say, is out 216 to 210. Patrick McHenry is reportedly taking over as the pro temp of the Congress, Speaker pro temp, until a new one can be found. All this came after the budget hearings and trying to get a stopgap measure for funding to keep the government going until middle of November. And you can lay all the blame on Matt Gaetz. Another hardline Trumplican, if you will, part of the MAGA bunch to kick out McCarthy. So, this has never happened in American history. Where do we go from here? Well, one of the names that has come up is Stephen Scalise, who was shot, almost died, on the baseball field before the congressional baseball game. I think it was the year that Trump got elected, 2016. Don't quote me on that. Give me a year or two on that. But that's one of the names that has floated out, and Stephen Scalise has had a lot of respect out there on the floor. But according to PNS, Public News Service, they believe, you know, they said that all the Democrats voted out Speaker of the House McCarthy. So are we going to be seeing a MAGA-led Congress moving forward? Are we going to see a moderate part of Congress moving forward? Is there going to be money budgeted for Ukraine? Are we going to be facing another government shutdown at the hands of the pro-Trump MAGA Republican side of Congress? These are the questions that have yet to be determined. And it's, in my view, frightening because we do need to continue to support Ukraine. We cannot let them fall, you know, in this stage of the game. We need to continue to supply them. We need to continue to stand up against the Russians in the way that we've been doing it since February 2022. It's also imperative that we get both sides of the aisle to work out their differences in this budget before we actually will have a government shutdown in November. So it would be who to say, per se, it would be who, as my old German teacher used to say, Mrs. Saunders, to have a very workable Speaker of the House and one that can communicate with Biden. And I do have to say, in the budget hearings that happened, Speaker McCarthy, I keep wanting to call him Senator for some reason, and President Biden did actually go ahead and have face-to-face conversations to work out so that we wouldn't be over the fiscal cliff, if you will, and they got that, you know, prevented until a new president was about to be sworn in 2025 or re-elected in 2025. So that we got a lot of uncertain questions that need to be answered, and stay with us because we will keep you informed up on Thews on the News as these historical developments play themselves out. Pray for our country. Pray for the right leadership. Just pray for the future and that things will work out good in 2025 and that America's democracy will continue this grand experiment, if you call it that still. Take care. We'll keep you posted.